Yehuda's shita is though that melacha shen svit l'guf is chayla olav midiraisa. So if Amr Yehuda, ma'isa bol of ne Rabbi Yechonin ben Zakkai, the erev, the yom malchash shani loy mechatis. This might happen on Shabbos that somebody put the kli over on top of the snake. He caught the snake on Shabbos, and he is chayshi over nisa diraisa. Because if Yehuda's shita is melacha shen svit l'gufa is chayiv olay. You're doing a ma'isa tzeder. You have no right to make a tzeder on Shabbos. And Mestamed, it wasn't the shalat pekuch nefesh here. It's not a shalat where the snake would have bit you and killed you. If it would have killed you, I've had it smoothly capturing. But Mestamed wasn't the case of pekuch nefesh. That's why the chash is to the writer. Rashi chashan le mechatis. Akiv would lohoy akrav rots akrav. Since he wasn't running after you, any day in chay mishum seida. I'm not sure in love. The chashan le mechayim chatasu. His mesupik maybe a chayim chatas for this. As cruel as suffix is, maybe before it's called pekuch nefesh. Maybe you have a right to be afraid. They'll come after you and still kill you and bite you. So now, start a shalat from Kuch Nefesh, there'll be an issue right here. Mar Rav Yehuda, for Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, for Rav Chonon ba Rovo, ikloy levei Avin. They went to visit levei Avin, the Minashika. That's the place where he was. They went to visit him. Is when they came into this house, for Rav Yehuda, Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, Aisu, lay paraisu. They brought a chair that they should sit down on. L'Rav Chonin Barova Loyaisilei. But Rav Chonin Barava came in for him, Barova, for him they didn't bring him a chair to sit down. Trashi Mitos Leishivaleim Loyaisilei Voyeshiva Loritz. They made him sit on the ground, they didn't give him a chair. So Kitsi got a little bit belated, he felt a little bit embarrassed. Rav Chonin Barova. Is Ashkechei, so now Chonin Barova found that Mastin Le Lebrei, that Ravin was teaching his son, the Halacha, that the Mishnah says, V'yatsoye Shakotin. So if you have shmutz that a cotton made, you should know you're allowed to take a kli on Shabbos and cover it up. See, learn pshat the Mishnah is mifnei cotton. The reason why you're covering up is because you don't want your kid to play with it. Trash mifnei cotton, shlo yitapeach boy vitlachlich. That's the reason why you want to cover up the shmutz. Kedei that your kid should not play with it and the kid shouldn't get dirty. That was the only heter. So omalei, Rashi means Rav Chonin, shlo yikoyis. Rav Chonin, that was a little bit angry. Or because you didn't give me a chair to sit on, you made me sit on the floor. Or miskaven laknitel Rav Avin. He wanted to get even, get a chap Rav Avin. So he told back to Rav Avin, Omalei, Avin, Shatya, you're like little shaita. Masni shtusa levnei. How come you're teaching a shtus to your child? How come you're saying such a locham? Velohi yatzma muchenes leklovim. It's poshid. You're allowed to cover up this soya because the soya is not muksa. It's muchenes leklovim. The klovim could eat from it, could use it. Why do you have to just cover a kli over the shmutz? Pick it up and throw it out. It's not muksa held. The shmutz, the soya is not muksa. So why do you have to just put a kli on top of it? If it's muksa, it's good. You can't touch it. So the answer is put a kli on top of it to cover it up. But if you hold it's not muksa, so stop, pick it up and take it out. The chitema, the lechazi le miyesmo, I'll tell you no. It wasn't roi miyesmo. It's like noilet. It first came out of the body today. Shrash lechazi miyesmo, shayir noilda. It was first came out of the body. The shmutz first came out of the body today. So it wasn't here yesterday. It should live like noilet. It should live muksa. The morne, vatanya. Nohoro es hamoshkin. If you have rivers of running water, or mayonis wells, hanoivim flowing water, harayin karagli kolodim. The locher is on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. You want to pick it up. It can't take it out of the tchum. Where tchum is it? We don't say it's the tchum where it came from the beginning of Shabbos, even though it's flowing now the whole Shabbos. It goes after wherever you are. When you fetch the water now on Shabbos, the tchum is from where you fetch the water. So what do you see? That even though this water wasn't in front of you from before Shabbos, this water could have been miles and miles away, but since it's a derech for it to travel, that's considered like it's here already. So what then, the shmutz of a body, since it's aiming for a person to go, so when it comes out on Shabbos, it's not called neilud. It's called like it was here from before Shabbos. So drashi in the horas ha-moshkun kragl kolodim, mishum the midi deny the hu, it's moving. For leikoni shvisa, it's not kind of its own shvisa. It's not kind of shvitz where it was at the beginning of Yom Tov for Shabbos. V'yafa pisha bo mechutzot chum. Even though it's coming from chutzot chum. Kolod ha-molich ha-mokim sherev loy. Leilach mil shamin ha-mino to mutar ha-metut la-kol par ha-metzorai it's not muksa. V'yafa gav da miyesmo le-hevi hani kamon. Even this water wasn't here yesterday. It was a few miles away. It was different town yesterday. Ha-vekiv on the yuchayim ha-hochi since it's a shtega for the running water to come daiti alayil. A person's das is like to use it. That's not called muksa. It's not called leilach. Is Ochinami, Kivun the Yurko the Kotta Bochi Daiti Lay, Lechitesi Yachlenu Kloven, to stagger for kids to make, So Melon, you know, when it comes out, you're going to use it for your klovim, so therefore it shouldn't be called muksa. So Melon asked him, you don't have to say the reason why he could do it. If the kid shouldn't play with it, Adarab, it's not muksa at all. For the Gemara, so he asked him, V'yelehechi yisnayu, how should have I learned? So Rashi, Omalei Rav Avin, V'yelehechi yisnayu, how should have I learned? Like, what's Chan Al Mishnah? Why does Al Mishnah say you're allowed to cover up the tzoya with a kli? Mashma, you're not allowed to take it with your hands. Mashma, it's muksa. You can't move the tzoya, the shmutz. It's only an eitzah, take another kli and cover it up. Where is that halacha? Eimo al tzoya shotanagoylem. It's talking about where tanagoylem chickens make. What they make is not roy for kelev teeth. So that blives muksa. So that's muksa, you're not allowed to throw it out with your hands. So the eitzah is take a kli and cover it up. Mifnei then smut mifnei kotem. That's good. Rashi tzoya shotanagoylem. It means that maybe the kid will play with it. You don't want the kid to get dirty with it. That's why you want to cover up the shmutz that Tanago makes. Come on, v'shvul ha-kotten o'ma koifim. For the Gemara, v'teipik le'dera gerav grav sharei. Still shver. What are we talking about now? The shmutz that the chicken make. The Gura, that shmutz is called grav sharei. That is a new heta, that since it's a misazach, something that's mis in front of you on Shabbos, the Rabbanim didn't put the Issa Muxer on it. You're allowed to pick it up and carry it out of the house. Grav Sharei usually means the bowl that you make into. So that's a shmutz, that's a misazach. You're allowed to take it out on Shabbos. Here also it's mutz to take it out on Shabbos. Shrashi Tepel and the Grav Sharei who? The mis, it's very mis. Lefneho, you're allowed to stop, take it out. So a kind of masech the beitz on grav sharei, that's the bowl that you make in mutl etzili ashpi, let it empty it out on Shabbos, let it take it out of your house because it's a misa zach, you can carry it out. For the marvichi time, no grav sharei agav mon in il gufayolo, it's only mutl to carry out the shmutz in a kli. You allow it to pick it into a kli and to carry out the kli, but you can't carry out the shmutz itself. There you can't, you don't have a kli to carry up the shmutz, so that's why you want to just cover it up. Kash marvichi time, the grav sharei the mutl agav mon in. I'll tell you, there's someone with the shmutz is in the bowl already. The graf hainu kli cheres. What is the graf? That's the earthly kli. Ho'asui lekaf, that's made to make into. V'yagav monahu, since it's in a kli the shmutz now, the shirul tutulu, therefore you can carry it out. Abel b'fnei atzmoi, if you have the shmutz on the floor itself, loy, maybe then you don't want to pick it up and carry it outside. Here we're talking about the Tanagirlum that made it, didn't make it into a kli, it's down on the floor. So that's why you can't pick it up. So tomorrow name, for Yahu was a maisa, for you Akfa, there was a mouse. The Ishtakach Bisramaktiya the Rav. It was frowned Rashi Bisumin. In Rav's Bisumin he found the mouse. The Ravashi. In the Ravashi. The Yomalu, and Ravashi told him, Nukute Vitsusise, pick up this mouse with its hair, Viafkua, and throw it out. So you see, Vikitsa, Misa, Zach, you light it up, pick up with your hands and throw it out. A Grav Sharei, you have to pick it up with your hands. The Boron didn't make a Xer Muks run it. Rashi with Sassina Biznova, take it by its tail. Almod Balav Mona Nami Metaltale. A Misa Zach like a mouse. You found a mouse in your house, you let it pick up the mouse and throw it outside on Shabbos. So Misa Zach. Avar, not Bishus Rabbim. I mean, in the case you're allowed to carry, but our Smuksa, there's no way Smuksa, it's a Misa Zach. And the Gemara, the Ashba. We're talking about here where the Shmutz of the Tanagol is not in the middle of your house. It's outside the Ashba anyway, in the junkyard. So there anyway you have no heta to touch it. It's only mutter to move a Grav Sharei if it's in your house. It's means for you to be in front of you, you gotta carry it out. But if it's in a place where you don't go there, so don't go there. So we're talking about here now where the Shmutz of the Tanagol was in an Ashba. Tomorrow, but couldn't be asked for my boilay. Or was like, what do you have to cover it for? You don't want your kids to play there. Havadi, your kids don't play by the junkyard. And the Gemara of the Chotzer. No, it's not in the junkyard. We're talking about the Chotzer. That the Shmutz is in the Chotzer. For the Gemara of Zoy, Chotzer nami Grav Sharei. The Chura of the Chotzer means a place where you'll sit. You sit in your backyard. So it's a place where you'll sit, right? It's mis to have it there. So again, you have Hetem and Chil to pick it up and throw it out. And the Gemara be Ashpa Sheva Chotzer. We're talking about in your own backyard, you have a place where you keep the garbage cans. So a place where you keep the garbage cans, there you're not makvid if it's a little mis there. Because you have all the garbage there anyway. So Mela, to heter to pick it up mamish, you have no heter. Because in that mokum, it's not mis. But I call upon him, your kid plays in the backyard, and you don't want your kid to go near the garbage cans to mamish touch the shmutz. So that's why the Eitz Mishnah says, you have a heter, take the klicheres and cover up the shmutz. That's mutim. But to pick it up, you have no heter, because not in the mokum of mis. It's not mis to you. Rashi Mishana B'yashpa, the Rami Kamayev Legorav Sharei Yutnia. Kotten Rashi, my boy, is Tam Ashmosh is Rabin, and Chotzi. Weiter. The Al Akro Shlot Tishach. The Mishnah says you're allowed to put a clay on top of a snake that it shouldn't bite you. Omri Abishur Ben Levi. Kol HaMazike Nehorgim B'Shabbos. There's anything that could be mazik you, like a snake that could harm you, you're allowed to kill it on Shabbos. We'll soon see exactly what it means, how you're allowed to kill it when. So Rashi, Kol HaMazike Nehorgim. So Rashi, we're talking about is something that could kill you. So Churu Diyah Al Pikuach Nefesh, you're allowed to kill it on Shabbos. If you see a poisonous snake coming by, so even though it's not going to bite you, it could bite somebody else. So Poshta Al Pikuach Nefesh, you're allowed to kill him on Shabbos. Rashi, Nehorgim B'Shabbos. Even if the snake is not coming after you, is even if you kill it now, it's called umlocha shen tzrich legufa, because you don't need this dead animal. You just want it that it shouldn't be able to kill you. So you're killing it now. That's you're not chayim mishum shchita, because shchita is for you want the purpose of using the nevela. You want to use the animal. Here you don't want to use it. So there'll be no issa here, midiraisa. It's only yosim the rabbanon it's amlocha shetzrich legufa. The rabbanon need the asiri. V'yochel agozer. And here, since it's possible that these snakes could kill, hurt somebody, so even though now they're not coming after you, the rabbanon will mock you to kill them on Shabbos. That's this is the havamina.
It's for only for killing, or like a
fence, a bee, or something. The Vayar Rashi said the mazikim ahorgim. Rashi says hamazikim ahorgim, the mazikim that kill. Right, if they don't kill you, wouldn't have the setter. Right, Mosi Rab Yosef, it's Reis Makasha. Shteit Chamisha Nehorgim B'Shabbos. There are five things you're allowed to kill on Shabbos. Geluhein, Zavuv Sheberes Mitzrayim. There's a bee, there's fly in Eretz Mitzrayim. Right, says it was poisonous. You're allowed to kill him on Shabbos. Utsiro Hornet Sheber Ninveh. In Ninveh, those hornets were dangerous. The Akrov Sheber Chadvir, and the snake in Chadvir is also dangerous. V'nocha sheberetz Yisrael, v'kelev shaita, a wild dog, v'chol malkim. Any place you have a wild dog, you gotta kill him on Shabbos. There's a churamani. Who does this mishnah, who does Brisa go like? Elaim Rabbi Yehuda, if it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, ho'ama malocha shen tzrich l'gufa chayiv olei. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's an issed yiraisa to kill or to capture these dogs on Shabbos. So the churamani, the havminer is that the dog is not running after you. So it's not a shalom from the kuach nefesh. So the dog is not running after you. What right do you have to kill him on Shabbos? You're doing an issur d'oraisa. According to Yehuda, there shouldn't be any heter. Yeah. The Rashi says, "Ve'echi shari b'mlocha gemura." When you're doing an issur d'oraisa, kishein rotzen achrav. In a case where the snakes or the dog is not running after you, the leket pikuach nefesh. There's no shalom from pikuach nefesh. So you have no heter now to kill the dog. So according to Yehuda, it's avat v'tosa. Elolav Reb Shimon. Elomai, this has to go according to Reb Shimon. That holds that midiraisa it's mutter anyway. Because you're not killing him to use the animal. You're just killing him that it shouldn't harm you. So that's a mlocha shetzrich l'gufa. So the diik now, fahani hu dishori. Mashma only these five are mutter because they're very dangerous. Abachrin aloi. Mashma other things you can't kill. But the kasha on his first brisa, I'm Rabbi Shuv and Levi. Shuv and Levi tells the cloud, call hamazik and ergum a Shabbos. Mashma, anything that could kill, you're allowed to kill on Shabbos. And here, and we want to say the gatz to go according to Reb Shimon. And here, this price also goes according to Reb Shimon. His mashma only these five things you could kill on Shabbos, but anything else is also skur to stira. And the Gemara, Om Reb Yimya, Oman leimalon, ho metaretzti. Who says Ashen this price is an emesik a price? Dilma mishabeshti. Maybe this price is a mistake. It's no kasha. Shrashi b'man lay malon to Rabbi Yosef who? Maski lay k'lekamon. Who said Rabbi Yosef learned it? V'loi... No. Man lay malon. The Rabbi Yosef who the maski lay l'kamon. Rabbi Yosef is the one that learned this braisa. V'loi b'devei Rabbi Chiyah v'Rabbi Yishiyah. Misnayah. They didn't learn this braisa by Rabbi Chiyah v'Rabbi Yishiyah. Now the klal is v'chol masnis any braisa. V'loi masninon. V'tosef to the Rabbi Chiyah v'Rabbi Yishiyah. Ikol esvukim v'shebeshtom. V'loi masvinim inay. Any braisa that wasn't learned with favors by Rabbi Chiyah v'Rabbi Yishiyah, it's a suffix if it's true or not. So maybe it's a mistake. So how do you know to ask this kasha altogether? Maybe this last price is a mistake. That just says only five is a mistake. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Ano Masdinin Lo. I learned this, V'yaisvinin Lo, and I asked the kasha. And Rabbi Yosef himself did learn this price. So mainly he has to give a teretz, and then the Chacham, he says, Ano Masdinin Lo. I'll give a teretz to this. That the chur, the kasher is, Yeshua Malevi says, anything is mutam, and here it says only these five. The teretz is, V'rotza Achrov, V'divri Akil.
Is that that Rabbi Shur ben Levi said, you're allowed to kill Mazikim on Shabbos? It means only when he's running after you. If the dog or a snake, anything that's dangerous, is running after you on Shabbos, then the body will have to kill it. Mashenkin, if they're not running after you, then only these five things that are very dangerous you can kill. But stam a dog you can't kill on Shabbos. Trasha not in love matisan didi. We are not for the Majosha Adra Yeshua ben Levi, we are not matrats the Lord. The Latiksha, Kiyama Yeshua ben Levi, call a Mazikan Argy and Beratan Akrav Koma, the Bekor Nefeshum. And when will Yeshua ben Levi matter when these wild things, these poisonous things are running after you? Then it's a Poshna Shalom Pekuach Nefesh, that's when it's mutter. So the Mara Toni, Tona, Kaimid the Rabba, the Rava, Barafuna. How Horig Nechoshim Dakrovim Beshabbos. If somebody kills snakes or scorpions on Shabbos, and ruach chasidim loichemenu, the chasidim are not nichu with you. That's not such a good thing to do. Trashi and ruach chasidim loichemenu, daiten she chasidim einem revesimoy. It means the chasidim don't like what you did. Shein hogim b'yaneim al ma'ashosu. They don't like what you did. It's better off not to kill them on Shabbos. Omalei, so he answered back. V'yosen chasidim punfakir. Those three chasidim and ruach chomim loichemehem. The chom don't like what these chasidim do. Nerves, they hold for carrot. You are supposed to kill these and these poisonous snakes on Shabbos. The moral pligi the Rav Huna, he dings on Rav Huna. The Rav Huna chaziayilu gavra. Rav Huna saw a certain person. The kolkotel zibura. He killed a hornet on Shabbos. Omelet, so Rav Huna asked the person, shalim tinu lekule. But did he kill all the hornets in the world? Like, what did he gain? So chorus mashma, you shouldn't have done it. Like, you gained nothing from killing it. So if he also, you shouldn't kill them on Shabbos. Rashi, Omalei Rav Latana, V'yosin Chasidim Hasayinu Moisoi Alkach and Ruach Hakham Arevani Moim Lios Noicha Yeshavas Amasher Shiroyim the Midas Chasidus Alolu the Shaprov Takert is good to kill them. Diloi Mazikin Hashda Soifun Hazik B'Shas Kosim. Because we see these poisonous things that could kill you, even though they're not running after you right now, they're not angry at you. But it's possible later on they will get angry at you, and it's a shame from the Kuch Nefesh later. Therefore, right now it's smooth to kill them. And Vaiter Rav Huna does know from the Siddur. He heals not like this, because he held you shouldn't have killed this hornet. Trasha Shalim Tinu Lekula. Harakis Kulon. Did he kill all the hornets out? Kloimar. Maya Hani. What did he gain? For Akati Tubi, because a lot of them. Alma Lav Shaparovit. It's not good to do. Vod the Rav Apologad Yavu. He dings the Chorus Father. So, Kitzes Machloikis, if you're allowed to kill Stam the Choshnak Rovin, in a case where they're not running after you. As the Kurd of Terrace before was that when did Yeshua ben Levi matter them to kill them? Only if they're running after you. But if they're not running after you, Pashtun, we hold up this Bryson, only these five special things you're allowed to kill. But anything else you're not allowed to kill. Tana Rabbonin. Nizdam nun loy nechoshim v'yakrovim. If it happened you met up in the street with these snakes or scorpions, is Horgon, if you're Zoycha to kill them, v'yadua shenizdam nun loy lehorgon. That the Abish to like put it there so you should kill him. In other words, you weren't a Makam Sakona, you were supposed to kill him. Loi Horgon, Loi Tzu, you don't kill the snake. You should know, Biyadua, Shinizdamna Lahorgoi, that really the snake was supposed to come and kill you. No, Venasal Anaismin Ashmain, but in Shemayim they made a nice that he didn't kill you. But that's why you didn't kill the snake, because you weren't supposed to kill him, but Rakat, he was supposed to kill you. Omar Ula Vitaimer Rabba Bar Chona, Omar Yechanan, Vini Shufan Boy. We're talking about a case where the snake is like starting up with you. Nishufa means like coming after you, teach you. Rashi. But Nishufa, but Bekai Gabdu Katoni Biduash in Istanbul Horgoi. Nishufa came derech anochish. Oisa came srikit, like gives out saliva. Kishuroi is sign of a koyis. When the snake gets angry, it starts giving out saliva. So that's when you're supposed to kill it. Well, you should have killed it. And if you didn't kill him, that's right then, he was supposed to kill you. Omer Ababa, Bakanam. Pamachas nofalecha the base of Medrash. It once happened that a snake came on Shabbos in the base of Medrash. The Yomad Nivosi Echad Behorgoi. Nivosi is Rashi Al Shem Mekayim of Yisrael Hoye. It was the Yid from Nivos. He came and he killed it. Omar Rebbe Pogaboy Kiyotzaboy. It's Mestama. This person already killed another snake before that. So Shaila was, what did he mean to say that Mestami killed another snake already? He boiled you. Po gaboy kiyotzaboy the shaparovid. It's good what he did, like you're supposed to kill the snake. Oiloi, he yells, no, it's not, you weren't supposed to kill the snake. And Mestami the mice was, the snake was not coming after them yet. So that's told in the Shaila before, is it good to kill them or not? Rashi the Shapur Ovid Hokyitzaboy the Koma Lavlikna, who didn't mean to say Lvid, El Hanokas Roidef and Asas Dek Yitzaboy. The Mistama the snake is running after you, so it's good to kill him. Oy Loit Rashi Yitzaboy the Koma Gnayu. He meant to say no, it's no good, but he just stopped killing snakes. Toshma, the Rababa Bray, the Rab Chiyabaraba, for Rab Zera Heve Yasri, they were sitting. Ikloy the very Rabbiana, they came to met up with Rabbiana. Nothing Musa Mibnayu, when they were talking, they started to talk and learning, and they cleared this Shaila. Boy Mine, Mirabiana, yes, from Mirabiana. Ma'al Horog Nechosha Makrovim Shabbos. Are you allowed to kill snakes on Shabbos? And Avad was talking to Shaila, where they're not coming after you. So who right now it's not a Shaila from Pekuach Nefesh, are you allowed to kill them or not? Or Malahu, Tzirani Horog. I hold you even allowed to kill a hornet on Shabbos. Nochosh Viakrov Akoshchein. Avad, you're allowed to kill a snake and an Akrovos, there's no Shaila. As yelled of Ab, you are allowed to kill it. Trashi tzirani hurry b'shabbos lichlois mazikin, in order to get rid of the mazikin. V'yafal pi she'ena mu'edes kelu, even though the hornet is not so gefelach like the snakes. So matach I hold you allowed to kill a hornet. Avad you allowed to kill a snake. The koshchein trashi al mashaper of it. Avad when he killed the snake on Shabbos, it was mutter. It was a good thing to do. But now if we realize the Gemara Dilma, the Gemara Dilma lefnei tumay. Maybe that you have a head to kill the snake when it's not coming after you is only lefi tumay. That's what we pass on halacha. Lefi tumay means it has to look like you're not doing directly to kill the snake. You stand walking. And while you're walking, you step over the snake. That's mutter. It shouldn't look like you're going directly to step on the snake. No, lefi tumay means just while you're normal walking, you come to kill him. Usually, if it means we talk to somebody, and in the middle of a conversation, he tells you something, agav, that's called the fitumay. You don't realize what you're doing. There's not nicker here like you're going to kill the snake. Trashi dumu fitumay. Loi sheyamad olav yargenu. Lehedju. You have no head to go and step on the snake directly to kill him. In the case we're not running after you. Elik yeshu hoylech letumay. When you're taking normal steps, when you have a snake in front of you, ain't sorok l'shemim imenu. You're not mechuyev to walk on the side. El adorcho, you're allowed to step on top of it. Hoylich. V'yemeis b'drichosa yomus. Hoyev loy niskavin. T'dover shein niskavin l'Rabbi Yehuda m'drabornu. This is the Chiddush of Rashi. The Rashi sheet there is that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, on Shabbos, if it's a dover shein niskavin, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds it's osur, it's only osur m'drabornu. It's not osur m'drabornu. It's because on Shabbos you need melechas machsheves. So if you do something without Nechavin, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Midiraisa, it's mutter. It's only Yosim with the Rabbonin of Rashi. But the Rabbonin, and you're Mazik and a Gozer. Rabbonin, we're not Gozer here. So since it's ain't a Nechavin, you're not Mechavin to kill it, you start walking. The question is, do you have to take a step on the side? Or do you take a normal step? You're allowed to take a normal step on top and step on the snake. That's the Hetzer. Weiter, the Yom Rabbi Yehuda, Reik, if you have spit on the floor, you should know Dorsey, you're allowed to step on top of it, Lefi Tumay. Stam walking. But stam to go step directly on the spit to smooth it out, that's usher. Because Dilma Ashma Gumas, maybe you'll smooth it out and smooth out a hole while you're doing it. But Lefei Tumay is mutter. Shrashi Roy does Lefei Tumay. Shei Miskavel Amareach. You're not mechavet to smooth out the spit, Lashwi Gumas, to smooth out the holes. The Alpha God to Melo Amarechu, Kilo Mechavin Shari Mishum Yisusa. But here, since it's Eni Mechavin, not Mechavin, and Mestom Asad of Sikresha, so about Misusa, the Rabbanu gave you a head to hear. You're allowed to do it, Lefitumai. And this is a Yehudi Shita. The Yom Rav Sheshis, Nochesh, we have a snake in front of you, Dorsal Lefitumai. You're allowed to walk on top of it, Abi, it's not Niki doing Lehedja. And since it's a Dover Sheni Mechavin, it's Mutta. The Yom Rav Ketina, Akrov Dorsal Lefitumai. Who are then? You have a scorpion in front of you, you're allowed to step on top of him with normal steps. Abba bar Masa, the heavy Abba bar Menyumi, heavy Maskibay, the very Reshkalusa. He owed money to the Reshkalusa. Heavy Maskibay, the very Reshkalusa Zuzi. Has he owed money to the Reshkalusa? Is Yasuha, so the Reshkalusa brought him, Kometzairulen, they started to mourn him for the money, they gave him a tsar, pay us up already. Heavy Shadaruka, while he was talking to him, some spit came out of his mouth. Is Omul Reshkalusa, Reshkalusa said right away, I see Monas Chifu Alayu. Take a kli and cover up the spit. As he didn't like the spit in the floor, so he wanted to cover it up. It was on Shabbos. Omalahu, so he told him, this is Abba Bamasa told the Resh Kalusa, let's rechusa. You don't have to cover up the spit. The Hochiyam Rav Yehuda. Right, if you have spit on the floor, Dorsal Fetumai. You're allowed to walk over it while you're taking your normal steps. So that's what we told the Resh Galusa. If you want to get rid of this misa spit in front of you, just have somebody walk over it, normal walking. Amalu, so then the Resh Galusa said, Tumum Rabbanan hu, ah, you're a Talmud Chochem, Shafku, he let him go, he didn't want him for his money back anymore. Amar Rav Abba Bakanim, Amar Rav Chanina, Pemutais Shal Beis Rebbe, he's at a big leichtis that Rebbe had in his house, Mutla Tatla on the Shabbos. You should know it's not Muksa, you're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. Trashi Menoiris V'loi Shachu Yisoyim. There's a big Nair, Leichta, he held it's not Muksa. Omele Rav Zeira, but he told him, B'yod Yachasai B'shtei Yedayim. How big were these leichtis? Were they so big Yedafu needed two hands to carry it, or wasn't that big only with one hand? Omele, K'yoysen Shabbos Avichom. Trashi Diktanis for you. They were small leichtis taka. Avogdolus, if they're so big, you need two hands to pick them up, Odom Kaveh Le'amokim. Then it blives Muksa. You Kaveh Le'amokim and it's Muksa. The Omer Baba.